take your bids for the Ken Dodd Show. And here he comes bounding bravely into the auction room in his bright blue bowler and beautiful brown boots, full of buns, boiled bacon and best British butter, ready to bemuse, batter, baffle and bewilder the brave body of buyers bidding for bric-a-brac. That bubbling, balmy buffoon of an auctioneer, Ken Dodd!
Hi, everybody! How are you diddling? Come along now, make your bids. Now, gentlemen, what am I bid for this splendid portrait of the Duke of Nottingham? As you well know, this venerable old superannuated twozzer fell into a vat of cocoa at the age of 56 and started the brownies.
It's our painting. £10.5.
2,000 million, 100,000 billion patitas.
How much is it, Mick?
A fourpence.
Fourpence?
Twozzer!
Twozzer! I think I am a twozzer too. By Jove, I should have listened to Willie Shakespeare when he said, "Who steals my purse steals trash. 'Tis something, nothing. 'Twas mine, 'tis his, and hath been slave to thousands." So, to the lot of you. Is it? Is it? It couldn't be. It isn't. It is.
Oh, my bonny wee laddie. My name is Wee Johnny Lorry, all the way down from Invercockyleaky in 2 hours.
Remarkable. It's amazing the speed you can do if you've got a tiger in your kilt. Your bagpipes sound a little feeble today, John.
I can. They've been brooding for 2 weeks.
Oh, I see.
Great kilts full of hairy Scottish legs. I do believe one of them's going to lay an egg.
Bagpipes laying eggs?
Oh, yes. Listen. Yes, look at that, a day old bagpipe. What a beautiful wee... Get down. Get down off my ass. Stop pecking, will you?
It's the kilt. He thinks you're its mother.
Ah! Ooh, my sporran. You peerig white, you garabuddy boat with gruesome grinnick. Phew! Trahle after the trossachs, ya.
And there goes wee Johnny. And with that, or was it with this? No, it must have been with that, because this one came off in his hand. No. And with that, he shot a glance at the cat and galloped through the French windows. By Jove! What a beautiful day for going to an army recruiting office and signing the wife on for 22 years. Ah, just look at that little old fellow wandering about. He seems lost. Are you looking for something, Pop?
Yes, Nellie Porter's house.
Oh, Nellie Porter. What does an old fellow like you want with a girl like Nellie?
I met her last night at a dance for the over 30. She invited me to her house this afternoon. She said, "You come and see me and I'll see that you... Oh."
Nellie's going to have a long wait.
If I can help somebody...
Get down! Ah, look. Just look at that postman. That dog got him cornered.
Get down! It's not much fun being a postman, sir. I mean, I'm plagued by the Persian animals. I don't know what it is, but I sort of attract the animals.
Oh, where are you going now, Mr. Postman?
This year, I'll see her.
Ah, well, you'll be all right there because they've only got a cat.
Oh, they do mind the cats, I mean, they're quite nice animals. Good day, sir.
Good day.
Here, get away!
Hi, Joe. It's no joke, a postman's job. Still, it's better than walking the streets.
Toddy, me boyo. Be dad, be gara, and behave yourself. Sure, it's Doddy. How you diddling, me lovely man?
Hiya, Doddy. Fabulous felicitations, my fine fellow.
Gracious me. It's the little diddy man with a little diddy lady.
Oh, dear. I'm tired of toddling round the town. Me feet are killing me.
Well, it's little Diddy Granny.
I'm sure, it's her birthday today, Doddy.
Oh, well, many happy return to the day, Granny. How old are you?
That's a Diddy delicate question to ask a Diddy Granny, Doddy. Mind me bunions.
Oh, I'm sorry, Gran.
Me bunions are giving me jip. Giving me jip, me bunions are.
Mind her feet, Doddy. Mind her feet, or she'll marmalize you. She'll marmalize you.
Come on, Granny. We've got a birthday party ready for you.
I'm sure, and we'll have a hoolie, Granny. A real hoolie.
By Jove, these little Diddy men, they certainly look after you, Granny.
Oh, yes. They're both a Diddy Kated.
sure, that's rich. Diddy Kated. I'm destroyed.
Happy bye, Granny.
Happy bye, Diddy people. Happy bye. Goodbye.
Well, what do you know?
Did you know that a naturalist once crossed a little owl with a peacock? He finished up with a little owl cock.
Well, what do you know?
Did you know that a pineapple addict once left the house 2 seconds after taking a bite out of a hand grenade?
Well, what do you know?
And did you know that we're about to spend 3 swinging minutes in the company of the new faces?
Well, if you don't change this life that you live, well, if you keep taking a little more than you give, well, if you don't stop walking so tall, someday soon you're gonna be so small. When he calls your name and you're by his side, will he welcome you? Or will you be denied? Well, if you don't stop walking so tall, someday soon you're gonna be so small, so small. Oh, well, I've seen you cheat,
well, I've seen you cheat,
and I've seen you lie,
and
you push me down
so you can step apart. Well, if you don't stop,
if you don't stop walking so tall,
someday soon you're gonna be so small.
Well, I've seen you cheat, and I've seen you lie, and you push me down
so you can step up high. Well, if you don't stop,
ooh, if you don't stop walking so tall,
someday soon you're gonna be so small, so small, so small, so small, so small.
Hello, all you do-it-yourself maniacs. This is your old do-it-yourself chum, Andy Mann. Now, I'll not keep you a minute. I just want to put the rest of these wood shavings into the wife's bag of crisps. Lovely. She'll sleep like a log tonight. Now then, what about this week's little job? What task? I say, what task have I got lined up for you this week? Well, actually, there isn't any little job this week because we're off on our holidays. That's why I'm busy packing this suitcase. Last year, I took the wife to Torquay for a week. She likes going in the water. I chose Torquay because they had sighted a few sharks down there. And about the time, I thought, well, you never know, I might get lucky. And I've got some lovely snapshots of the wife and her mother being sucked down into the quicksands. I rescued the pair of them. I had to, really. The wife had the holiday money in her handbag. You know, I've got that feeling that this is going to be the most exciting holiday I've ever had. Oh, dear, here's the taxi. Come on, lovey. Come on, lovey. The taxi's here. Get a move on. That's it. Right. Away you go, driver. Yahoo! It's holiday time. Bye-bye, lovey. I hope she has nice weather up there in Bradford. I do hope she has a good time. I hope she has a good time. I know I'm going to have the time of my life now she's gone. Now, where's my cap? By Jove, they've been open for 5 minutes. Just watch me go now. I'm on my holidays. Off we go. Yahoo!
Once upon a time, I could hardly move my legs. It took me ages to walk even the shortest distance. But that's all gone now since I stopped wearing Doddy's brass underpants.
Here, you crunched.
I know, it's supposed to be jelly.
Each week on the woman's page of the Notty Ash Bugle and Tickle Times, readers have their problems answered by Agatha Dodd.
And some of the letters are really heartbreaking, like this one.
Dear Agatha Dodd, I'm a 98-year-old pensioner living alone, and at long last I have reason to believe that true love has entered my life. This afternoon, when the WVS lady called with the Meals on Wheels, she gave me an extra sausage. Is this true love? Signed, Expectant.
Dear Expectant, why not put it to the test? Ask for a second helping of pudding. If you get it, you're on.
Dear Agatha Dodd, my boyfriend has asked me to go away with him on holiday. But the trouble is, I don't know how far he wants me to go with him.
I think the best thing for you to do, my dear, is to ask him what his intentions are. If they are what I suspect, you should have the finest flipping holiday you've ever had in your life.
Dear Agatha Dodd, I have a mole. I have a mole on my upper arm, just above the elbow. I also have another mole on my shoulder, but this one worries me. It's got brown eyes and sits there wiggling its tail.
Lucky you! All you need now are a couple of hairs on your chest and you can open a pet shop.
Dear Agatha Dodd, I followed your advice and asked the WVS lady for more pudding. I got it right in the clock. Thanks very much.
So don't delay, order today the Notty Ash Bugle and Tickle Time.
Two friends are sitting on the yacht club balcony watching the annual yacht race.
He's a magnificent yachtsman.
Quite brilliant.
It's amazing when you realize. When he was 19, he had a catamaran.
The poor chap. I didn't know that.
The whole family's keenly interested in boats. Have you seen his wife's dinghy?
Once. Quite by accident.
I'm told that his sister's got two men going over her jolly boat with a tar brush.
Nasty. I don't know what pleasure they get out of it.
Can you see him from here?
I've lost sight of him.
He's on the poop with his brother.
The two of them? They don't care what they do. Foreigners.
Yeah. Oh, he struck the boy.
The swine! I can't sit here and admire his seamanship after what you just told me. I must leave.
I'll come with you, Margot.
The music is soft and romantic. The lights are low, and the young man slips his arm around his girlfriend's waist, gazes into her eyes, and asks the question every girl likes to hear.
Where's me shirt?
Where's you what?
Where's me shirt? I can't find me shirt anywhere.
I've got me own problems.
What's your other problem?
Me trousseau.
Oh, you're always thinking about food, you are.
No, me wedding dress for Saturday. Ooh. To go up the aisle in.
Well, I can't go up the aisle with no shirt on, can I?
You can't be in wedlock without a shirt.
I was in matlock last week without me shirt. On that shower trip, I was shirtless on a shower.
Here, try this top hat on.
A top hat's no good. Don't talk soft. top hat, don't have sleeves in the tail. Where's me shirt? Where's me nuptial shirt?
At the Invercockylicke General Hospital, doctors and nurses are fighting a never-ending battle.
Now, stop that, Doctor.
Oh, come on, Matron. Let's get matey.
Doctor, no.
What's he doing here?
There's a patient here in stitches.
Have you been showing off that tattoo of yours again? Now then, my good man, what's your name?
He's not conscious, Doctor.
Mary.
Well, now, listen here, Mary. You've got to pull yourself together. I'm afraid there's not much I can do for him, Matron.
Well, then can I have him?
No. I think you'd better get the screens, Matron.
What are you going to do, Doctor?
I'm going to show you that film I took on my holidays in the Isle of Man.
Ooh, lovely.
This is me on the beach here. Look, you can see me. Look at the rock.
Tears for souvenirs are all you left me. Memories of a love you never made. I just can't believe you could forget me. After all the happy hours we spent. But tears can't mend a broken heart, I must confess. Let's forgive and forget, turn our tears of regret once more to tears of happiness. But tears can't mend a broken heart, I must confess. Let's forgive and forget, turn our tears of regret once more to tears of happiness. Let's forgive and forget, turn our tears of regret once more to tears of happiness. About
to meet now might prove highly dangerous, so stand well back while we call on the world's worst, that bold body of bunglers who could never do a thing right. And standing nervously on the front step of a large house is Charlie Doddy, the worst ever vacuum cleaner salesman.
Oh, I haven't made a flipping sale all day. I'll try this posh house here.
Well, hello. And what can a poor, helpless little girl like me do for a great, big, handsome man like you?
Vacuum cleaners?
I've got one here, £20.
I'll take it. Thank you very much.
Standing in the circus ring and looking resplendent in his pink tights, we see Dodinio, the world's worst daring acrobat.
I will now swing from the trapeze over this cage of ferocious forest-bred lions. Whilst directly above the lions, I will hang from the trapeze by my ankles. As this is such a dangerous trick, I must ask for complete silence. Halley!
Ah!
ballet dancer, one of the most exacting of all the arts.
For generations, the field of classical dancing has been dominated by women.
The time has come for a change. The public cries out for the male ballet dancer supreme.
A man of such grace and movement that his every step suggests poetry in motion.
The question is, doth such a ballet dancing genius exist?
Hi, everybody. I'm a ballet dancer. I'm like poetry in motion. Look, one, two.
Mind the backing.
Oh! My name is Yaffle Chuckabutty, a real ballet dancer's name if ever there was one. I've seen terrible hardship. I can remember the way my poor mother scrimped and saved till she had enough money to send me to live with my auntie. I've seen little children going to bed with no bowler hats on. Me poor dad going out at 6 o'clock in the morning looking for work, coming home crying because he'd found it. When I was 15, my dad put me in Swan Lake, but a policeman saw him and made him drag me out again. I was all set on becoming a true great ballet dancer. And when the world-famous Invercockyleaky Ballet Company visited the Knotty Ash Opera House, I decided to go and see the head ballet man, Dr. Roberto McLaurie. Knowing Dr. McLaurie to be an old soldier and an ex-member of the Invercockyleaky Rifles, I knocked on the door with an unexploded haggis. The sight that greeted my eyes was unbelievable. There before me, I saw an elderly Scottish gentleman with a tartan nose. He was standing on a chair and wallpapering the inside of his kilt.
Why, look, I'm old and look, oh, sirs, I must get a softer brush. And I could do with a light inside this kilt.
Here, I'll hold this candle up for you.
Great tights full of Scottish legs, you've blessed them with sporran. What do you want?
I've come to be a world-famous ballet dancer, please.
Good man. Now come along with me into the rehearsal room and watch some real ballet dancers at work. Look, some of the greatest names in ballet. All right, Dame Alicia.
Yeah, darling, I'm just having a quick pas de deux.
You'll be all the better for it, dear. You know which dance she was famous for, don't you?
From the shape of her legs, it must have been the Nutcracker Suite.
Excuse me a second. Nigel, Rudolph, you know what time I want you here tomorrow, don't you?
Yes, 25 pop.
Aye? 25 pop what?
25 pop pie.
If you work hard, you might stand a good chance of what...
Oh, sorry. You got a minute, cook?
Of course, Nadia. Nadia, dear, of course.
Nadia?
Now, look here, sailor. I'm not one to complain, you know that, but these leg warmers is no use. Me belly shoes keeps filling up with paraffin oil.
Not Danny, I do...
Yes, well, just you watch it, clever fella.
It certainly was hard work being a ballet dancer, especially in the winter, doing the splits on that coal lino. In the far corner, an old ballet master was practicing the splits.
And one. And two. And...
He sacrificed everything for his art.
Well, my dear boy, this is it. You're dancing tonight at the Knotty Ash Opera House in a new ballet, The Princess and the Handsome Young Woodcutter.
Doctor, I don't know what to say. I'm too full of plumptiousness.
You're the only member of my talented company with a physique for the part. You'll make a delightful princess.
Princess? Hey, now here.
Remember, the Invercockyleaky Star Ballet Dancer of the Year Golden Diploma of Merit First Class with Honours Award. I might award it to you. It's worth £50.
That night in the dressing room at the Knotty Ash Opera House, the tension was unbearable. You should have seen the state some of the other ballet dancers were in. I've never seen such dreadful first night nerves. Excuse me. Are you in this new ballet here tonight?
Oh, by Jove, yes. I'm a sprite. Yes, I'm flitting in and out of the forest. I've been doing it for years, you know. Sprite. Flit.
You should be ready nearly by now, shouldn't you?
Quick, you're on.
Right, okay, Gaffer.
Pop hold of me leg, Wacker. That's it. Now then, lift it up.
Right.
Woo, not too high, Mush. You'll ruin me tutu. Now then, twirl me round and round.
I twirled her round and round. When I looked, she'd gone. She was in the fourth row of the stalls. When the curtain came down, you should have heard the applause. I was underwhelmed. I'm terribly sorry about that, Doctor. I should never have eaten that pasodoble.
Sorry, it was a magnificent performance. You've won the award with it.
Me? Hooray! I knew I could do it.
It's worth £50.
I know. I know.
I'll take cash, if you don't mind.
Beg your pardon?
Let me see now. You owe me £50 for the award, £2.10 for the tights, tuppence for the resin.
Well, you twisting old twosser. Tatty by tights. What a bally fiddle. Tatty by, everybody. Tatty by.
Being taken for a musical ride by John Lorry, Patricia Hayes, Wallace Eaton, Graham Stark, Alan Curtis, Percy Edwards, Judith Chalmers, and the New Faces. With Dodd's Diddy Orchestra, leader Julian Guyard, conductor Malcolm Lockyer. The script was written by Eddie Braben and Ken Dodd, and the show, which was recorded at a tortoise farm in Crawley, was produced by Bill Worsley.